see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
You can't be eating and broadcasting at the same time, fat.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Hello, Ronnie. Ronnie. How are you?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Good.
It still makes me laugh that there's Chewbacca at the start of our show. One of the very first things you hear is Chewie.
He loved him, didn't he?
He did love him. Patrick Parnell joins us, Fat, from the Adelaide Crows.
Nearly,
the player.
Well, he took Mark of the Year last week. And also, the Adelaide Crows stitched him up, fair to say. We'll go through that.
We'll get to there. Sandy, the great Sandy Roberts joins us.
Exactly, Jim. Very sad to read about Sandy on the front of the Herald Sun today.
But he is a star, and there's a very important message that comes with Sandy Roberts. So that's coming up at the back end of the show as well. I see Topics Brownless, but I suspect it won't stay Topics Brownless for very long.
Okay.
So very nice show coming your way. As I say hello to you, Fat.
G'day, James. Can I ask what you've been doing of late?
Yeah, exactly as I'm told.
No, so you're down there on the beach.
Down here fixing, we've had some leaks and some plaster has come away and all that sort of stuff. So I have been down here 100% doing exactly what my better half tells me to do.
Who's down there? Just you and Lise?
Just Lise and myself, yep.
Mm.
Why?
Well, I just wonder what's been going on down there. You're 15 minutes late. You had a so-called meeting.
Mm-hmm. I did, which happens every Tuesday.
Right, yeah. And then also, before when we saw you early, you had these little panty things on, little jocks on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about to have a shower, which I've now had.
And then you just excused yourself and had a shower. So
yeah,
I don't know if you've... what you've been up to be honest, Jim.
Well, I've just told you what I've been
exercise
up to.
The option.
No.
Jim?
No, exercise.
Jim. Yeah.
My partner, my beautiful wife-to-be, is in Warrnambool, so if I've exercised the option...
Oh, no.
Well,
it'd be one of those ones that I've gone well past.
Well,
let's put it that way.
You were nude before, that's all.
No, I finished a meeting after I did some exercise, and then I came into our meeting, very quickly had a shower, and now
you're
I'm back.
Sitting on that chair. Yeah, like, what's the bloke from Deadpool with his little legs?
What the hell?
Hello, Raps! We'll tell you about the Boomers who are playing in the World Cup qualifying tomorrow in Bahrain.
Mm.
Well, there you go. Nice. There's a nice little squad there. Just got a correction.
Mm-hmm.
The Aussie Boomers aren't playing in Bahrain. They're playing at the State Basketball Centre in One Turner South.
Close. Come on,
just
Bill.
Just a little correction. A little correction.
Slightly different.
I tell you what we have got.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Hurry up, Bill, and get to the rap.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
And not all sport, Jimmy boy.
Right.
Because there was an earthquake last night in Melbourne's eastern suburbs.
Really?
Out at Ringwood, Jim.
That's where I just was.
Bayswater, Emerald, Hillside, out there. So, Carole King there, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So, a bit of an earthquake. 2.3 on the Richter scale.
So, not a bad one.
Ringwood Mazda, all right?
Right, they're all right. Yeah, the BT50 just rubbed. Give me more. So, that was interesting. Nathan Murphy has been charged with misconduct.
Ooh.
Fined $1,500, Jim, for pulling the pants down of Aaron Cadman. Do you see this?
I did see that.
Pulled his pants down and his jocks.
What?
There was cracks appearing everywhere in this case.
Which was the same with Lukey Jackson in the goal he kicked.
Yeah,
he ended up with a brown eye.
A brown eye. Well, that's what happened. So, but also there was another misconduct charge.
Oh, yes.
Patrick Cripps was given the same penalty for pulling Bailey Smith's hair.
Well, there's lots of it.
What's going on in this world? There's
Jai Simkin the week before grabbing the bloody...
GPS
and hurling it.
Hey, the rising star of the week, Bailey Humphrey of the Gold Coast Suns, has been named a round 9 AFL rising star nominee.
Yes.
You know what he said, Jim?
What?
He's living his dream up there on the Gold Coast. How good. They'd love hearing this, the Suns
good
people
on
there.
Him.
Yep. It's the best job in Australia, I reckon. Guess where he's from?
Where's he from?
Maui. Or Maui, yes. Well, they like to say Maui.
Do they like it? Yeah. Like the champagne?
Yeah, Mouette. Yes. So they love it there. So good on Bailey there.
Yes.
Is Gallagher still the president?
I think what happened
Matty,
there?
Please, yes. Matty. Please.
Turn that around, Matty.
My mate, the horse trainer, is the president of the Maui Footy Club. He might ring in.
Manny Galagotis.
So he might give us a tip. Okay. So, injuries doing the rounds, Jim. Christian Petrarca tweaked his ankle on Saturday, limped off.
Gonna play.
I spoke to Goody.
Did you?
I said, because it's important, if he would have ran yesterday, Jim, he plays. So I said to Goody, did he run yesterday, Goody?
He ran yesterday. He'll train fully today. You know, obviously it's a concern when you got one of your players limping off the ground at the end of a game, but he just got a rolled ankle late in the game in a tackle. But as I said, you know, he'll train fully today and be available. So normally on these short weeks, you know, if there's a player of concern, you wait till later in the week. But he's ready to go. He wants to train and he's ready to feeling fully fit.
Get it out, Goody. But Harrison Petty's out for a month, Jimmy. He's got toe jam. Yeah, what's going on with this turf toe?
He's got toe jam. His toe got jam.
Hang on, getting his toe jam between another player. So but I think you can call it toe jam.
No. What sort of a start to a show is this?
Turf toe,
you're
Jim.
You're not missing a month for toe jam.
He's got toe jam. He's out for a month. That's unbelievable. I tell you, was lucky. Jack Steele thought he'd done an ACL, but he's okay, which is good. So he'll be playing. Yes. Sam Mitchell, Coach Hawthorne's got COVID.
Yes.
So he's, what do you mean, yes? Carrying on there like a fool's head.
Yes.
Well, he's happy.
Well, of course he's happy. Jimmy's, Ramsey, a bit lighter. The Super Netball, I tell you what, this is a worrying sign for the Collingwood Netball program. Yes. Craig Kelly called a meeting of players and staff on Tuesday morning, this morning, Jim. Yes, and advised the stunned group that whether or not the club fielded a Super Netball team next season will be determined after working through money and other issues with Netball Australia.
Well, Ned's just walked in there and started chopping things off.
Netball program. I know. Wow. St. George have sacked their coach in the
Rugby League.
Thank you. So that's taken a while, actually. It's taken about 10 rounds to sack their first coach up there in the NRL. And trouble over in Tassie. There's a bit going on there,
what?
Jim.
Bill. What? We're a minute in and there's already issues.
We haven't even signed. The ink hasn't dried.
Haven't even come up with a name or anything.
I know, yeah. So there's the Labor leader, Rebecca White, was asked on radio this morning, would Labor scrap the stadium if elected? She said, yes, we'll do everything we could to do that. The Greens have said they'll get rid of the stadium. So there's a bit going on there for Premier Rockcliffe.
Yep.
And there was protesters there on the weekend. They said there was between 6,000, depends who you talk to, Jim, 6,000 or 600. So we're not sure there. But so they are demanding that the they want to keep the team, but they don't want the stadium.
Mm.
But as the AFL said, no stadium, no team.
No team.
That's exactly it, Jim.
Righto.
There's a very comprehensive and very good wrap, Bill.
Do we want to revisit now? Or?
Yes, please.
Okay. Oh.
Good on Bailey there.
Yes.
Is Galagotis still the president?
I think we got it isolated too.
Is that come out?
Yeah.
I had my mouth open. I wasn't saying anything. just come
it's
out.
Those brain fades, farts, that are the funniest things. very good.
Paddy Parnell. The 14-year-old playing for the Adelaide Crows, who took Mark of the Year on the weekend, joins us next.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Dilza's down in Geelong. Hello, Dilza.
How you going, boys?
What are you going on?
not much.
What are you going on?
And right now we're joined from the Adelaide Crows by Paddy Parnell.
Sends it down the line. Oh!
Fat, yep. It was a massive hang.
It was, Jim.
Sat on the top of Little Higo.
Yes.
It was an absolute ripper.
Yep.
And we've got him on now to talk about that as well as how well the Adelaide Crows are going. Paddy Parnell, welcome to you.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
Now, tell us, because Fat's never got that high. He tries to say he did, but he never has. How did it feel when you were up there? Did you think this was Mark of the Year?
It felt pretty nice. I sort of surprised myself a little bit, I suppose. I haven't really been renowned for that throughout my juniors. So To grab one, it was pretty nice, and to stick it as well. So, yeah, it was good.
No, very nice. Well done, Paddy. Billy here, mate. You grew up in whereabouts, Rabs?
Wodonga and Albury.
Albury?
Yeah, Albury, yeah, from Albury Wodonga. So I was playing for the Albury Tigers before I was drafted, the Murray Bush Rangers as well in the NAB League.
That's right. Who coached you there? Not Paul Spargo, was it?
Nah, not Paul Spargo. I missed him. I saw him coach a lot of flags at Albury as I was growing up. But I was coached by Anthony Miles there at Albury, so ex-Gold Coast in Richmond. Yeah.
And then, of course, played 11 games, I think, last year. How old are you? Because you look like you're about 13 years of age, Paddy.
Yeah, I do get that a little bit. I'm 21 now. I just turned 21 recently.
Do you get into pubs or they ask you for ID?
Yeah, I get ID'd a lot.
Hey, club's going well. And I didn't know what to expect of Adelaide at the start of this year, but what are we, 9 games in? I reckon you'd be pretty happy with the way things are going.
Yeah, I think we are. We feel like we're playing a pretty exciting brand of footy, and we feel like it stacks up against the best teams in the comp, and we think we're playing a brand of footy that will hopefully stack up in finals footy. So at the moment, we're just focusing on being consistent. Obviously, we've produced a few good results at home at Adelaide Oval. So hopefully we can produce a few performances like that away from Adelaide starting this week against the Dogs in Ballarat.
You've been to Ballarat in May, June?
No, I've never been, actually.
Ooh, good luck.
Pretty cold from all reports, though.
Yeah, put in your long johns. Do you know what they are, Paddy?
No idea. No,
just so you're long. But it's going to be cold there in Ballarat. It's probably the biggest game Ballarat's ever produced because the Western Bulldogs are playing good footy. The Crows are 5-4. What about Texan? 19 goals he's kicked this year.
Yeah, he's pretty impressive, like a fine wine. He gets better every year. And I think his performance on the weekend against the Saints defence that's been holding up pretty well this year, his performance was pretty outstanding.
And you're a good country boy, they tell me. You like a frothy, and also you like the dish lickers. You like the greyhounds.
Me and a few boys at the club, we brought one together last year, had a few runs. Been retired recently, though.
What's it called?
Well, it was Zipping Raven was the greyhound.
Yeah.
It's been retired, but since we've got a bit of a syndicate, we've got a couple of horses now. So we got one going around tomorrow at Gawler, San Lucido.
Oh, a chance?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it'll be a chance, I think.
Out to Morfordville?
No, I haven't been to Morfordville yet. I've only been to Gawler.
Oh, Gawler.
Gawler. That's not exactly the epicentre of the globe, Gawler, by the way, Paddy.
No, it's not. Hopefully you can get to Morfordville in the next few starts.
So do you want to tell us what happened, all the listeners here, what happened yesterday? You had training. All the boys were called into a meeting. Nixie was up the front, and he said to you, well, they played a bit of a trick on you, Paddy. Do you want to tell us, or should we got it here? Hang on, Paddy. Don't you do that. We've got audio of it. Have a listen.
Marky no longer is awarded a car, and the GM of Toyota was actually in the crowd yesterday and witnessed the mark. They've been a generous partner of ours since 1991. Unbelievable partnership, longest partnership running in the AFL. And we received a phone call today. And so suitably impressed were they that they've decided to award Paddy with the car.
So we can't see what happened at the end there, but you were awarded a car, yes or no, Paddy?
Yes and no. They they wheeled in a little kid's car, Texans, Hugo and Willie Walker, their little car from home.
So it was a little toy Ota, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little one. Yeah, I did thought I was getting a car there for a little bit.
You got a bit excited. I was watching you. You were getting a bit excited, Paddy boy.
Yeah, Adam Kelly, the head of footy, put on it was a pretty good show. I seriously thought, and a few of the other boys said as well, I thought I was actually getting one. So, yeah, they did a good job.
So, mid-season rookie draft is not far away, and that's how you found your way to the Adelaide Crows. Explain what happened there.
Yeah, so when I was, my draft year was 2020. I didn't play a game of footy at all, COVID, obviously. And then I went back to the Murray Bush Rangers the next year, so 2021 as a 19-year-old. I hadn't spoken to a club before about April 2021, and then played a bit of good footy with Albury and the Bush Rangers, and a couple of clubs sort of asked a little bit. And, yeah, I was lucky enough to for Adelaide to take me in the mid-season draft in about June 2021, which is nice.
So were you worried that you'd been bypassed and this wasn't going to happen?
Yeah, probably a little bit with COVID and everything like that. I probably thought, yeah, maybe it won't happen. But yeah, it all happened quite quickly, and yeah, couldn't be happier in Adelaide here now.
Oh, how good's that, Jimmy? Could have been at Yakandandra or somewhere playing footy, and he's
brilliant
with the Adelaide Crows. So hey, keep flying for him, Paddy. Keep trying to take hangers, mate, and good luck with the Mark of the Year. You're a nominee for the round, so let's hope you can win it. And thanks for coming on Triple M.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, boys.
Good on you, mate.
Paddy.
Patrick Parnell from the Adelaide Crows talking to us ahead of a massive game on Saturday against the Western Bulldogs at Mars Stadium.
Biggest game ever in Ballarat.
In Ballarat. You can hear it all on Triple M and on the Listener app.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Plenty's wrong with us. That's why we keep rating.
On the Listener app and on your radio, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill. The great Sandy Roberts to join us after five, but something has crossed your desk, Bill.
It has, 133353, and this is, there are some unwritten rules when it comes to the office and office kitchens, okay? And I'm talking about bad office behaviours, because one particular person over in the UK has padlocked his milk. Have a look at that there, the milk carton there, and he's put a big padlock on it. And he's padlocked his own milk, which is just unbelievable. So we're talking about bad office behaviours here.
What interests me with this, and Hoser's come in to join this conversation, I spend the least amount of time in our office of any member of the Rush Hour family. And even with that little amount of time, Hose, I know that Bill is by far the worst behaved of anyone in our office.
Well, hang on.
Confirmed.
No, I was doing this story, by the way.
No, you shut up for a minute.
No, it's like this has turned into a bintervention.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want to go first, James?
Well, Maddie Haywood, who's a superstar in the booth putting together things like the Idiot File, Idiot Song, etc.
Yes.
He has had to file a complaint to management.
Why?
Because you keep going in there while he's in there and farting in his studio and he can't get out.
No, well, I say Vince.
Oh,
doesn't stop it for being horrific.
Yeah, it does for old Matty. So that's one bad office behaviour. So 133353.
What about yesterday when Whitney baked a cake for her mum, brought it in, cut you a piece, and then she said, "Oh, I might not try that," and you licked it so she couldn't grab it.
That happened.
Yes.
It was a bloody nice chocolate cake too.
You can't lick food though.
Well, I didn't want her having it.
Well, she had a protein ball once that was sitting there and you wrestled it out of her hand.
She was eating it.
And also for your birthday, James, he demanded an orange and poppy seed cake for your birthday, James, because he liked the flavour. Terrible office behaviour.
He also stole a slab of Carlton Draft from Mick Malloy.
Jim, that was a few years ago,
When Mick was doing his show in the same studio, you stole a slab from him.
You also walked glided past me, rested your buttocks on my shoulder and farted on me.
No.
Three times you've done that.
It wasn't me. Someone in my pants.
There's another a beautiful lady who's on air with us, of course, Sarah Marie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fat waited hose until Sarah Marie was on air, and then what did he do?
Stole her protein balls out of a container.
I love protein balls.
The worst one of all, though, I think we can all agree, is when you cut your fingernails with those stupid orange, big orange scissors. But he doesn't do it over the bin that he demanded for his own use. They ping everywhere across the office.
Actually, one pinged in your food the other
time. Oh, no. No.
And I couldn't tell you, host.
No.
That is honestly the worst office behaviour I've ever heard.
So, what's the question you're asking, Fat?
No, you ask it. You got it right in here. I had a bloody good story to tell. Right, what is it, host?
Is Bill Take Gross, 133353.
Yes.
What's the number, host?
Yes, the answer to that.
133353.
That's 133353.
Ring us with the worst example of office behaviour you've come across, because our man is appalling. Right.
The dishwasher, you stack that up, you never pack that away, I see, Rose.
What do you mean?
Why would Rose do
it? I wash my own plate separately.
Got the quaddy. Beautiful.
133353. Bad workplace behaviour. You and a mate can head along to see Matchbox 20 with the Goo Goo Dolls at Rod Laver Arena, Feb 16. Also got some Macca's vouchers to give away as well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I get the feeling that you're gearing up for a doublé.
A double, I'm going with Jim.
Oh, you're yeah, right.
JB, we're asking bad workplace behaviours on the back of, well, basically Bill.
Well, yes. Bill, Bill tried to make it about someone in England who padlocked their milk, but basically that allowed us to pile onto Bill his behaviour around here is disgraceful.
Again, actually. That's bullying.
Alex is in Hobart. Hello, Alex.
Alex!
Go, guys. I used to work in an office where we had a serial lunch thief. So they were taking, you know, full lunches, you know, sandwiches, you know, maybe a pie and whatnot out of the fridge.
Yeah.
But the last one that they ended up taking was a lady had brought in a bacon and cheese roll, you know, from Baker's Delight or Brumby's, whatever.
Yeah.
And they've cut the bacon and cheese off, taken that, and then put the rest of the roll back in the fridge.
Did they catch him?
There were suspicions because somebody left the business and the lunches started staying in the fridges, but not officially.
I saw something on TikTok, right? And it was like that, the cereal lunch stealer, and they had vision of it. Everyone was called into a meeting at 11 o'clock the next day, and this lady who put up said, I've never been more excited in my life to go to this meeting and see who's, they've got it on film, who pinched it.
You saw it on TikTok?
On TikTok.
You're on TikTok, are you?
I've got a good TikTok thing. Megan's there in Keilor. G'day, Megsy.
Hey, Billy. How you going?
Bad office behaviours. I'm well, thank you.
Very good. Very similar to what Bill said, although we do know who the office thief is.
Ooh.
And they don't see a problem with stealing the chocolates off someone's desk, the lollies off someone's desk. After a long day of teaching in the classroom, all you want to do is get back to the desk and get a chockey.
Mm.
And the office thief has eaten our communal food, they reckon.
What? Yeah. What is wrong with it? If it's there on the desk and it's communal.
On someone else's desk. So sharing with seven others, and they've taken it off our own personal desk.
I like that.
Well,
Megan's
put it in your desk.
Nah.
Put it in your drawers.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Right. I love it, Meg. Stay there. Mm. Dane's Kinglake West. Hello, Dane.
Hey, JB. How are you?
Great, mate.
Dane.
Examples of bad office behaviour.
Look, I was probably the culprit of this one. It's heating up of smelly food in the microwave.
Oh. Ooh. Now, we had a situation here. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, right. We can.
Because it was salmon or something, what was heated up here, girls?
Salmon and broccoli and, yeah.
And
yeah,
it stunk out the office.
Yeah, well, we've got a rule now in our office that if you do heat up smelly food, you are expelled from the office for a period of time. So I was suspended for a week for the heating up of the salmon.
You did it, Dane?
Yeah, I'm the culprit, yeah. Bit naive as a young teacher and, did the wrong thing.
Diving himself in, Bill. Yeah,
well done, Dane. Well,
that's
that
good. Stay there. Like that. Jace is in Mildura Fat.
Hello, Jace.
How are we, boys?
Good. What happened?
Mate, we had this cereal pest that decided to get black shoe polish, put it on our phone receivers, wet our chairs, remove wheels from the chair so then the chair would tip over. Remove sugar from the sugar bowl and put salt in it so when you go to make a coffee, you'd have salt in it.
Yep.
And then he'd had these fart bombs. I don't know where he got them from. And we used to have airlocks, so you'd have to walk through these two doors. And he'd go through first, drop one in there, and you'd walk into it. And, oh, my God, it was like the rotten egg gas from school.
What kind of work are we talking about here, Jace?
Mate, I used to work over in the prisons in New South Wales, mate. And this guy was an absolute prankster, mate. He was just an absolute flog.
A fart bomb. Stay there, Jace. Oh, I like that. Very good. Yeah. Joanne's in Warrandyte. Hello, Joanne.
Hello, boys. How you going?
Jolene.
Lovely hearing to you, listening to you.
Hello, Joey. Lovely to hear you.
How are you?
Good. Hey, what's happened?
You want to know mine? This is disgusting. This is something that occurred again this week.
Right.
Someone in the office, and they're all females,
ooh,
does number twos and does not flush correctly.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You go in and you want to vomit.
Oh, okay. No, Joanne.
Oh, no.
Yes, I think it's disgusting. Get a routine. Do it at home. Don't bring it to work.
You've got a routine.
I'm with you, Joe.
We only have two toilets.
I'm with you. You can't do it at work. You've got to do it at home. You can't.
I have a 4-year-old grandson that goes to kinder.
Yeah.
And when his mummy gets there at 4:30, mummy, I've got to go to the toilet. Let's hurry.
Yes.
And he wants to do number twos.
Yeah.
And even a 4-year-old can hang on.
Joe's disgusting. She's not having it.
Oh, absolutely terrible, terrible behaviour in an office.
Oh, she's got to win. What do we got for Joe?
Get Joe something.
Got to give us something.
Well, we got a double pass to go see the Goo Goo Dolls and Matchbox 20.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Yeah,
absolutely wonderful.
That's just for you, Joanne.
Don't go to the Dunnies there.
No.
I certainly will not.
By the
go
way,
before Jace. You leave home and then when you get home.
By the way, they are playing Rod Laver Arena, Feb 16 and Rochford Estate, Feb 17. Tickets on sale next Tuesday, 9 a.m. from Ticket Tech. For full tour info, head to tegvanegmond.com.
And Jason from Mildura.
Yes.
Someone dropped a fart bomb that he had to walk through.
And the sugar bowl was salt.
Sugar
in
bowl
it.
With salt.
Jace, you've got yourself a $100 Macca's voucher, mate.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much, boys.
Well done, Jason.
Good callers there.
That's fair. The fat, not a bad one from you.
Well
I don't
done,
think you had anything to do with it,
no,
but not bad.
No, well done. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. That's when he was at his best, Roscoe, yes. Wasn't he? He was fired up.
Truculent.
Yeah, truculent. Bit happening down on the coast, let me tell you, Rabsy. Mm. Wow.
There's absolutely nothing happening. Mm-hmm. Lisa's got her overalls on. And
which is good.
Painting a handrail.
You had a lot less than that on.
Yeah, well, that's when she was in Warrnambool.
You didn't come home for lunch, did you, Jim?
I've just been working
those,
out.
The
Scottish Miners.
The Scottish Miners.
No.
Hey, a bit of cricket news doing the rounds.
Yes.
England selectors have discussed the idea of opening with Ben Stokes.
I'm not sure about that.
Because they got concerns over his fitness to bowl, so he probably won't bowl, Jimmy Boy, so they might open. I tell you who should open for Australia, Mitch Marsh.
I'm
there
definitely not sure about that.
Well, we'll see what happens
but,
there.
But Ben Stokes is a very, very dangerous middle-order batsman. I'm not sure exposing him to the new ball is what I'd be doing with someone who I reckon is one of their main weapons in this upcoming series. I would leave him where he is.
Righto. He's been sidelined with injury. Guess what it was? Toe jam.
Oh, he's also got toe jam.
Yep. What's
right.
going on in the world, Jim? Hey, what about the change of the rules, which is fantastic, when the umpire gives a soft signal
yep.
on the on-field umpire
yep.
when they're talking about a catch, Jim?
Yep. No, well, that was always a joke. We always used to sit in the commentary box and say, why do we need a soft signal?
Yes.
If you're not sure, just send it upstairs
exactly.
and work out whether it carried or not, and then you've got your decision. Because there is a soft signal, it always defers back to that.
That's
and if
right.
it's the wrong call, then the wrong decision's made. So I'm very glad. Finally, some common sense, which, as we all know, isn't mm-hmm. always very common. And they've got rid of the soft signal. That's a good thing.
Exactly right, Jimmy Boy. Also, Min Woo Lee.
Yes.
Is the first player to sign on for the $2 million Australian PGA Championship to be held at Royal Queensland in
yep.
November.
They're
so that is
have
fantastic.
They're going to have another stadium hole there too, I saw, which will be brilliant.
Right.
Of course, the US PGA starts next week, in about 2 days.
Righto, so that's good. Mm. Good work there. Now, also, I read this. This is interesting, Jim, because Johnny Farnham's manager
yes.
has hit back at untrue doco claims, okay?
Right.
She's clapping back at the legendary singer's ex-bandmate for getting salty about his portrayal in their latest documentary, okay?
Right. Yes.
Guess what she said? She said, I'm not going to sit here in silence. I'm not going to...
He puts it... JB, he's been sitting on that... since about 12:45, and he's completely butchered it.
Slaughtered it.
She said she's not going to sit in silence.
No. And by the way, you could hear that coming down the tracks from Warrnambool.
Anyway, that's all we got. Triple M's
Rush Hour with JB and Billy. What is that?
I actually hadn't heard that before,
no, right.
Jim.
So now?
I probably wouldn't have gone with it, to be honest.
Sandy Roberts not far away, the great man. We've got lots to discuss with him, and he is championing a cause that's very close to his heart and his family fat, and we're going to talk about that in about 25 minutes.
I tell you what, Jimmy, round 10 of AFL action this weekend. There's some fantastic games of footy. Friday night, Port Adelaide, Melbourne, fourth versus second. Both are 7-2. Looking forward to that game. North and South are playing this week, Jim. Well, North Melbourne and Sydney Swans.
South Melbourne,
Sydney, of course, lost the last four. And Mills is out 4 weeks with a calf. That'll hurt him. Co-captain. And Logan McDonald, he's out also.
Ankle,
thank you. For North, LDU, your best player, out for a month.
I know, that hurts.
That hurts, Jimmy
that
boy.
That hurts, yep. He's quality.
And then 6-8 at Mars Stadium in Ballarat. That'll be a big, big game there. Looking forward to that game. Freo and the Cats, another good game.
Over in Perth.
A Freo at $2.30. Outsiders there. And they've won their last two. And their ruck's going all right with Big Sean Darcy. And Luke Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
So, well, that's interesting. You've got the Q Clash up there. Brisbane, of course, favourites there. Essendon, Richmond, dream time at the G. What a great game this one is. And good news for the Bombers. Looks like Ridley and Jake Kelly come back in for the Bombers. They'll need that.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a good game.
Their back half has been decimated, so they are two big ins.
And then Sunday, Jimmy Boy, down at Launceston. 17th versus 18th. The Hawthorn Footy Club are $1.28 favourites, if you don't mind, umpire. Someone's going to have to win this game, Jim.
Yeah, well, that's true, yes.
And I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to.
What?
Sunday, 3:20, Carlton Collingwood MCG. Huge crowd, big game. Is this the chance for Carlton to stand up and say, righto,
it is.
We've had a lot of crap put on us. Let's stand tall here and show something and win this game.
It is, Bill. That's exactly. I'm doing that game, and I can't wait. It'll be 80,000, 90,000, and you're spot on. If the Blues are fair dinkum, line in the sand, and let's make sure that we make a statement on the biggest stage. I agree.
And also, this is your first weekend or first opportunity, Jim, where you can unleash the trash panda.
The trash panda.
Are you doing North Melbourne Sydney Triple M at 1:45?
We are doing that, and we'll get a good look at little Trash.
Yeah, we will.
See what he's going to bring to the table.
Are you going to unleash it?
Yes.
No, he's got to be. We've got to assess where he's at, the Trash Panda. I'm not sure he's, you know, he comes in and out a little. Like he's in the bin, then he's out of the bin.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so we've just got to see where he's at.
Well done, Jack Darling, by the way. West Coast Eagles fractured his forearm and continued to play last week because they're short on numbers. That was a good effort. And a big one in the NRL, if you don't mind, umpire. Storm are taking on the Dolphins. So Craig Bellamy versus Wayne Bennett, Jimmy boy.
Yes. I like it.
It's on at Suncorp Stadium, 7:35 Saturday night.
Sure?
Yes, but also Cam Munster, who didn't go to the Dolphins.
Nearly did. Was over the line and then came back.
And then, of course, Wayne Bennett come out and had a big crack at Munster for not signing. So that'll be a bit in that. There'll be a bit of... jam in that.
Oh, no. Not only not signing fat, he also had a crack at him for not picking up the phone and having the balls to ring him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think they want a bit more tougher and stronger symbol than this. Have a listen.
That's the dolphin.
No, it's not. That's Flipper.
Who was the dolphin?
It was the dolphin, yeah.
She feels clever. Just knew.
So we're having a conversation about Flipper now.
Well, who do you reckon was cleverer?
Yep.
Flipper?
Yes.
Or what was the kangaroo on that used to talk? Skippy. Who was clever?
Well, I don't think Skip actually spoke.
No, but he used to go... and the young one could go, oh, what's that? There's a fire over there, right over the hill. Righto, let's have a look. Let's go over the hill and guess what? Fire!
But they weren't words coming out of a kangaroo's mouth, Fat.
No, little Joey or whatever his name was, the kid could understand him. He'd go... Oh, what's that? There's been a car crash down the back lane.
Where's our show at?
133353. Who's smarter, Skippy or the dolphin Flipper?
There's a lot of things that have been said on this show, JB, but I've never thought that Bill would ask who is cleverer. Skippy
or Flipper. Well, they both talk. In their own way.
No, we've got to get to a song because Rosie
is still on,
is in next because we are trying to impress the King of Kings, I can tell you. That did not.
That hasn't impressed the King of Kings.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
There is no need for the bump. But I'll quote him, Jim, from my perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
JB and Bill, I actually can't believe
we are doing this.
It's an interesting discussion.
So before the song, JB, Bill asked, who is smarter, Flipper or Skippy?
Cleverer. And then Mr. Ed came into it as well. So
wow.
We start with Mark in Seaford.
Mark?
G'day, boys. How are we?
Who's cleverer?
Oh, mate, Skippy paws down. Yeah. I got two reasons.
Paws down. Well done. Rodney's there in Montrose. Hello, Rodney. Who's cleverer?
Hey, Wilbur. It's Mr. Red.
Hello. I'm Mr. Red.
So another column, Mr. Red. Righto. Yep.
Brendan Eltham. Hello, Brendo.
How you going?
Who's cleverer?
Who's smarter?
Well, the dolphin used to just fart in the water, mate. Skippy was telepathic.
He was okay. So two to Skippy, one to Mr. Ed, and we go to Jason in Mildura. Who's cleverer, Skippy, Flipper, or Mr. Ed?
No, Skippy and Flipper are both smarter than you, Bill.
Yeah! Bill wasn't in it.
Yes. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, righto. Is he gone?
Yep. All right, I like that.
Love it.
No, so, not sure we got anywhere, but
That's a waste of about 7 minutes.
You've been in this business for 25 to 30 years, Hose. Have you ever heard more sort of imbecilic radio than that?
Probably, but I've wiped it from memory. But it was good, though. Is it time now?
It is time.
Triple M's Rush Hour wants to send you and three mates to King Island for the ultimate golf trip.
Johnny, that's better than most.
But to get there, you have to impress a king.
Dear Jim.
King of kings?
You are the king of kings.
Thanks to Rex Airlines and Tourism Tasmania. Visit rex.com.au to book your next flight.
Now, we should tell you this, Hose. We just spoke to the great Two Dogs, who was a great producer of shows on Nine when Bill and I were working there. And he has actually got the audio of the original man that said, the King of Kings.
Oh, yeah. I think we have got it there, Raps.
He's the King of Kings.
And we'll have more tomorrow. Two Dogs will give us more than that where you're...
He's the King of Kings.
You're a mention, yeah. But that is the original. Well done, Two Dogs.
Extraordinary. Yes. Rex Airlines is now flying direct from Melbourne to King Island. We're giving you and three mates the chance to head there to play golf at Cape Wickham and Ocean Dunes. Enter online via the win page, triplem.com.au. It's an incredible prize. It's valued at over $6,000. Yep. Return flights for four people from Melbourne to King Island, two nights accommodation on King Island, 3 days of golf at Cape Wickham and Ocean Dunes. Car hire. Thanks to Rex Airlines and Tourism Tasmania. Visit rex.com.au to book your next flight. But we have to impress you. We don't. Mm. We already do, clearly.
Yes, exactly.
But the family need to impress you, King of Kings. Yes.
He's That's the King it. Of Kings!
Sorry, King of Kings.
And I've got the Caesar. The thumb either goes down or up.
Okay.
Thumbs up.
Simon Island is in Point Lonsdale.
Right.
Does this impress you, King of Kings?
Oh, Point Lonnie. Nice.
The Australian cricket team were travelling very poorly a number of summers ago, and I wanted to get to the bottom of it. So I called up the MCG and asked to talk to Flemo. I pretended that I was his brother on the phone, and they put him through, to the surprise of him and even more Flemo.
Yes.
I gave him a couple of tips and had a terrific conversation with him. We caught up when he was in town and we had a few beers and a laugh about it. Does that impress the King of Kings?
Here we go.
No. Well.
That don't impress me.
Good initiative.
You can't have, like, a side hustle with another celebrity. That's not impressing the King of Kings.
Okay. Right.
Good
it's
initiative
all about you. Yes,
to
sorry.
Get through.
All right. Yep. Reading through all of the... Righto.
So do you want people to say that they've met you, JB, if it's real or not?
I think
it's unlikely to be real. All right, keep going, Hose.
We'll get there eventually. Jacob from Romsey, who doesn't have a golf club that he plays at.
Plays
at,
yeah.
Yes.
I'm no good at golf, but it's like my uncle always told me. Golf is like sex. You don't have to be good at it to enjoy it.
Mm.
Does that impress you, King of Kings?
Yes, I don't mind.
Oh! Because you're no good at it.
I happen to be good at both, but I'm with that man. So, yes, I don't mind that.
I've seen you and your little jocks before, haven't we?
Keep going, Hose.
Okay, Aaron lives around Warburton and plays golf there. He says, like Jim, I have to work with an idiot, and I've just come off my first ever monthly medal. So I'm up and about like the King of Kings.
That's straight up.
Oh!
If he has to work with an idiot, so do I.
Who?
Okay. This one caught my eye. It's from Blurter McGavin.
What? Oh. Who?
Blurter. Not shooter. Blurter.
Blurter, who lives in Cheltenham. saved a motorcyclist who'd come a cropper. Her bike fell on top of her on Blackburn Road. Mm. That incredible thing to do.
Mm, yes.
However, later that same day, he says, I saw the King of Kings, James Brayshaw, in person at Southland Shopping Centre. The King of Kings with the common people. I felt like I must speak with the man, the myth, his Royal Highness. The temptation to press his flesh was overwhelming. I wanted to thank JB for carrying that corpulent mongrel Binns Brownless on his shoulders for all these years. Yet, to my enormous credit, I resisted the urge, knowing that the king does not take kindly to the riff-raff collaring him in search of an audience. Do you like that, King of Kings?
Blurta gets the finger up. Blurta. Oh, Blurta McGavin.
The King of Kings.
Is that the day when you had your thongs on? At the shopping centre.
No, when I went ass up.
Keep your Could entries coming at triplem.com.au. Thanks to Rex Airlines and Tourism Tasmania. Visit rex.com.au to book your next flight. The best entries will be chosen by the end of the week, and two of them will be up for a...
So, what, three today or four go through? I think a couple yesterday we all go through, and then we'll pick a winner on Friday.
For a nearest to pin on Friday, is it, that you're going to have to
a
run?
A little quiz Bill's that I'll put nearest to pin. And it'll be something like that when I work out what it is.
Well done, Hose.
Okay. Well done, Hose.
Return flights from four people to King Island is incredible with Rex. Two nights accommodation on King Island. 3 days of golf, Cape Wiccan and Ocean Dunes. You played there yet, JB?
No, I haven't. But my good mates go there every year. When the Masters happen, they play down there. They reckon it is unbelievably good.
So our winners will play those golf courses before.
Yep. He's the King of Kings!
Right. Plus, you get car hire all valued at $6,000. This is Triple M's Rush Hour. JB and Bill, the legendary, the real King of Kings, Sandy Roberts, will join us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm in the mood, Jimmy boy.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, and right now we're joined by a giant of Australian media, Sandy Roberts.
His voice is synonymous with footy, and he's called some of the greatest moments of all time.
Away goes Michael Long. 50 metres out. Still going. 30 metres out. Oh, what play. His play has been touched on the line. No!
As Burke leaves the ground, Adler couldn't take the mark. Oh, he's a light, Gary Adler. Look at this. Here is the magician at work. He shoots towards goal. What more can you say?
And maybe even the greatest moment.
Billy.
Please welcome Sandy Roberts.
Oh, yes, Jimmy boy, one of the greats of broadcasting. 46 years in the game there, covered every sport from Winter Olympics, Summer Olympics, 19 AFL Grand Finals, 25 Australian Opens, and loves his horse racing, of course. But I was actually shocked and sad to read the front page of the Herald Sun today, Fight of My Life. It's a great Sandy Roberts who is just a... one of the greats, but one of the great blokes. And he's on the line. Sandy, so sorry, mate, to read this about you. And how are you travelling?
I'm okay, Billy. You know, it's I've been diagnosed now for just over a year and been receiving treatment during that time. And the treatment that I'm receiving is very positive.
Right.
So we're guided, I guess, by blood tests, and they're good at the moment, so... fingers crossed we're heading in the right direction.
Myeloma, is that what it's called? Yep. What is it?
That's a very good question. It is basically, put simply, Billy, blood cancer.
Right, yep.
And it's picked up, it's a unique disease because every person who gets it, it's different. Right. The disease is never the same for each person. For example, mine was picked up after I had a fall and went for scans, and they discovered lesions growing in my back and my pelvis.
Right.
So that was how I was diagnosed.
Right. And there's no known cause or cure. Is that right?
No, there's no known cure at the moment. No cause either.
Yeah.
That they're aware of. And it's just, unfortunately, the numbers are growing each year steadily here in Australia. And if we look at it closely, almost 30% of those that are diagnosed pass away within the first 18 months. So it's a very, very nasty disease.
Well, I'm reading a bit about it, Sandy. I echo, obviously, everything Bill said, and I see the Greatest Call Initiative, and as we just heard in the intro, there have been some unbelievably good calls coming out of your good self. But this is to raise awareness, get some more investment and more support, and ultimately find a cure for myeloma, www.myeloma.org.au. How can everyone help, Sandy? Tell us.
Yeah, well, you're spot on, JB, and the key that we're after is to raise awareness. If we can get it to people around the country and tell them exactly what it is and the help we need. You've got to remember, they get absolutely no government help at the moment. Yeah. So it's a very, very tough call for the scientists, for the doctors, the professors, and especially the nursing teams who, look, since I've been in contact with them regularly for the past 12 months, they do an unbelievable job, and, you know, I think they're absolutely fantastic. So, you know, this isn't about me. This is about them. It's about everyone else that's got myeloma. And, JB, all they've got to do, the people at home, if they want to contribute, as you said, they can go to the website, myelomaaustralia.org.au, and just make the donation there. So we certainly hope. And the response, I might add, in the past 24 hours has been, well, it's just been extraordinary. It's almost embarrassing, but it's humbling at the same time.
Yeah. Hashtag my greatest call across all the social media platforms to support the campaign. So when you're going to support out there, hashtag my greatest call will be a part of that. And the media industry, Sandy, as we all three of us know, well, Rabs makes that four, we can feed on our own pretty comfortably, but I think there's also great support for someone who's achieved what you've achieved in our business.
Well, I think also it's a bit like the football industry as well. I mean, we look after each other and keep an eye on each other, and when things are bad, that's when you... Well, when things are bad, you do realise just what people are really like. And I've been absolutely stunned, and so has my wife, Carolyn, in the past couple of days, just the outpouring and the response from people generally, not only here, but in South Australia and Tasmania and right around Australia.
Well, you're a bloody good bloke, Sandy. That's why, mate. You're not a dickhead. And you're a really good bloke. When I think of Channel 7, I think of you. So we might take a break because I'm going to come back and we'll lighten it up a little bit if we can, please, after this. But
certainly.
Talking to the great Sandy Roberts.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And I certainly wouldn't marry you.
No, and I wouldn't marry me.
The legend that is Sandy Roberts is stuck around, by the way. Donate myeloma.org.au.
Now, Sandy, you've been very generous with our show over the 14 years we've been on air. You've come on regularly. We've absolutely loved chatting to you. And I have said to Bill, I know you and Bill are old mates, I said to Bill, out of respect for the great man, there is no chance we are rolling that audio that Bill demands he plays every time you come on, Sandy.
Oh, no.
Wait, which one, Jim?
No, the Mount race Gambier? Meeting Mount, is not happening.
No, all right.
So that one's not happening. And there's another one, Sandy, that I also demand we don't roll because I've had a gutful of it.
Oh, not this one, Ramsey.
Well, he's had
rock and rolling season.
A rock and rolling season. Down and out and back he comes. Can he finish it off with a goal? Billy, you are king of the world. The monkey's off the back, Billy.
Is that your best call ever?
Well, from your point of view, yeah.
What was your best call ever? Because we heard when Michael Long kicked that goal. Did you ever ask Michael Long, was it touched?
No, I didn't. But if you'd asked Soss, he'd say definitely yes.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think, Billy, the one I like the most and, is because I anticipated, or you might say I guessed, because I just I loved watching him play. And I'm speaking of Gary Ablett.
Yeah.
And I called that. I sort of said, what more can you say before the ball had actually gone through?
Oh.
So, I mean, I would have looked, as you would say, a dickhead if it was a behind. But fortunately for me, it wasn't.
Oh, he won the ball at half forward and he just went towards goal. And, Sandy, you're right, before it went through, what more can you say?
You say?
There's a couple others. I love the one, there's a pig. at full forward.
Well, there's a pig on the ground. There is a pig at full forward. He won't catch him.
Fine tackle.
What a magnificent tackle. That's Darren Holmes.
Darren Holmes, that's right. Yeah. That was good.
That's the trivia question to come out of the pig at full forward. Who caught him? Yeah.
Hey, I love this one too, where I haven't heard this one before. You're just signing off at the end of news and just got something.
I know what you're going to do.
They're all standby sandals.
Before I say goodnight, don't forget, put the clocks back and watches back 1 hour before you go to bed tonight. And in fact, don't put them back 1 hour, put them forward 1 hour. That's how confused I am about daylight saving. Forward 1 hour from the news team. Pleasant viewing. Good luck with the watch changing and good night.
So you got that through the earpiece, did it? Come
No, forward. Actually, if you look at it closely, when I sort of stumble a bit and I look to the side, the floor manager's going, no.
The old floor manager.
Hey, Sandy, I was coming out of a pretty ordinary cricket career and I was about to start a pretty ordinary broadcasting career, and that was around the Sydney Olympics, and I was hosting on pay TV and you were one of the main hosts of the main channel, and I don't know if you remember, but we all used to share the same makeup area. And yes. What I remember most about you, mate, was how brilliantly generous you were with your time. Yep. And how kind you were to all of us who were bloody nobodies just getting in the way. And I learned a lot from the way you carried yourself through that time.
Oh, no, thank you. Yeah, well, it's a great industry, JB, as you will attest to now, won't you?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And I'll tell you what you are, is a legend on the Saturday Rub. And I don't even know if you're aware of this, Sandy, but Bill does a quiz every Saturday. He slaughters it. It's at times unlistenable, the quiz. But when the contestants get on and they don't know the answer to the question, I think we've got some examples here, Rabs.
Yeah. Revolt, Richardson, Brown or Warren Treadray?
Sandy Roberts.
Sandy Roberts? Sandy Roberts? No. Oh, sandals.
For an answer?
I think I know the answer. It's Bill. It's not the great Sandy Roberts.
Who's bloody taken the most contested marks in 2000 to 2009? Richardson, Rewalt, Brown or Warren Treadray?
We're still on that question.
Yes, we are.
Sandals Roberts.
How many times has Port Adelaide played finals in Ken Hinckley's 8 years as coach there?
That'd be Sandy Robert.
How many times has Port Adelaide played finals in Ken Hinckley's 8 years as coach?
It's a tough one. Is it Sandy Robert?
Hello, we've got... it might be a final contestant.
No, you said no more. But all right, as long as you don't say the answer is Sandy Roberts, who we got here?
Hello?
Who's that?
Hello.
Who is it?
Sandy Roberts.
And that was you, Sandals.
I have very vivid memories of that, yes.
Oh, mate.
And Sandy, what you probably don't realise is to this day now, it has grown legs. And every time on the Saturday Rub, someone doesn't know an answer, they say Sandy Roberts.
Yep.
Dear.
Oh, mate. Great to listen to you. Great to hear from you, my friend. All the best with it. Now, again, Rabs, how do we raise some money or donations, please?
www.myeloma.org.au. That's MYELOMA. Myeloma.org.au, Bill.
All the best, my friend.
Thank you, Billy. Thank you, guys, for your support.
Good well on done, you. Sandy. You're a bloody champion.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Triple M's Rush Hour with Billy Brownless and the King of Kings, JB, who you need to impress if you want to head along to King Island. By the way, triplem.com.au. Rosie with more entries tomorrow.
Exactly.
Speaking of tomorrow, Jai Caldwell.
Wasn't he today?
I think I might have said was in today.
Yes.
He's actually in tomorrow. Jay-Z Clark, Hump Day Quiz.
Yes.
Oh, so a very nice midweek helping. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill.
Yeah.
A woolly bully to start the week justified one too, because... the feedback I've got on that joke was that it was close to your worst for the year.
A lot of people offended.
Offended.
Because I didn't get the sans plomb pour moi.
Well, let's go with today's one.
Okay.
day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke. Legends making legends at Builders Academy. Buildersacademy.com.au.
Legends making legends. Jimmy boy, not sure if we'll call this one an entree at all. Oh. We call it something before the entree, maybe just the beer nuts at the bar.
Beer nuts. Yes.
I was feeling really depressed, Jim. Mm. So my wife put a hand on my shoulder and said, Earth. That meant the world to me.
Oh, my God. No, no, so...
that's
not even a beer nut. That's the mat at the front of the bar. So well, let's get the joke done.
Jim, I just went for my prostate exam.
Yes?
Got the thumbs up.
Oh, no. No, that's better. That's a better joke.
And guess what?
What?
I'm going back tomorrow.
Oh! No.
Yeah! Is back here.
Better joke, Fat. Got the thumbs up.
Thumbs up, Jim. Fat is back.
And that's that.
Your
hat.
No
crap. Oh, no. Oh, the beer nuts.
The beer nuts, yeah. That was a little starter.